Hello, I'm Mariet Snyman. Welcome to Calm, Clear and Helpful, a weekly podcast series on taking good care of yourself and others, introducing you to a wide range of wellness professionals ready to inform and inspire. Today's topic is healing unexplained pain and chronic conditions. My guest is Tammy Falkenflick, movement and energy specialist from St. Petersburg, Florida, in the U.S. Welcome, Tammy.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure and honor to be here.
And to our listeners, after our conversation, Tammy will give us her three self-care tips, and then it will be fun question time. Tammy, before we take a closer look at what you do, could you tell us how you came to be doing this work?
Absolutely. So I have always loved movement. Through the years, there were times I slipped away from it, but it's part of my way of supporting myself. And I understand that now, so I'm very good about that movement. I was a gymnast in my youth, and I ventured into hot yoga in my 30s, and I found Pilates and fell in love with that modality and decided to learn to teach that in my 50s.
Mm.
Part of my journey stems from food trauma during childhood. So once I was on my own, my food choices were very poor for a long time. So my body was not happy because I wasn't affording proper nutrition. So I obviously, as a result of all of that pain and unhappiness, I used to tell people that I went through my old age during my 20s and my 30s.
Oh dear.
Because that's how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was intense. So then I returned to movement and nutrition in my later 30s. I experienced much trauma later in life. I had a segment of time where I managed three deaths in my family and a car accident in about a 15-month period. That was very challenging for me. And as a highly sensitive empath, I was in trouble. And I knew I needed, I knew I needed something. I needed help outside of myself to bridge this gap. But I also knew intuitively that the psychology path was not for me. It just didn't resonate. For people that it works, I think it's an absolutely beautiful practice, but it didn't work. You know, I just knew it wasn't what I needed. So I began looking for other ways to heal. And that's when I found the energy modalities that I kind of jumped into very, very quickly. So I learned to be a crystal healer. I became a Reiki level 3. I added global healing, which is a group healing of the global consciousness and Akashic records. And during that same time, I also added in yoga into my toolbox. So I took all of these tools to heal myself, or to begin healing myself. And obviously, I still am super sensitive and emotional, as you've already experienced.
Mm-hmm.
I also had no tools or boundaries for most of my life, which is what the structure of the movement and energy afforded me. So I, of course, am a work in progress, but
yes.
I was guided to create and offer this unique blend of powerful tools to other people. And that brings me to today.
Yes, yes. And when you look back on your journey, how have you changed?
Oh my goodness. I was highly reactive for most of my life. I was angry for most of my life. And now I'm happy. I'm energetic. I have confidence that I didn't enjoy for most of my life. I, of course, have little or no pain. And when I do have pain, it's an indication that I have something that, like, I haven't dealt with, something new that's cropped up or a new layer that has come up and said, hey, knock, knock, it's time to address me.
Mm. Yeah. Now, you've spoken about being very sensitive, and you often work with individuals who are very sensitive emotionally and physically, and who also experience mystery pain, chronic pain. Could you tell us more?
Absolutely. So my work is highly intuitive, and that's what guides me in which tools to use, which exercises to use, how to properly support that tenderness that is both emotional and physical. And there's also some mental tenderness in there as well. So I use my intuitive skills for each particular session.
In your work, you'd speak about our four subtle energy bodies. For someone who has no idea what that is, could you please explain?
Sure. So subtle bodies are, think about your physical body. The subtle parts of your physical body would be the automated systems. Like, you know, you don't make your heart pump. You don't make your blood flow. That happens in the background. So that's a subtle part of your physical body. Your emotions, when you suppress them, then you have stepped away from your subtle body, right? You're not allowing the emotions to flow. So suppressed emotions equals, you know, work needed in the subtle body. Mm-hmm. For the mental, when we have all of that monkey mind chatter, we don't have the full focus that we should have in our brain, right? And, you know, we all suffer from it from time to time, but for some it's much more of a distraction. So, you know, clearing out the mind clutter brings you back to being able to use that subtleness of the mind. And, you know, that's like the intuitive, let's just stick with the intuitive. That's probably the easiest to explain. And then in your spiritual body, when you have suppressed beliefs, you don't allow that expansion, right? I mean, we all believe in a higher power that we cannot see, right? We fear things that we can't see. Mm. We love things that we can't see. Like, I will give you an example there. My parents are no longer living, but I still have all of that love for my parents.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed. It hasn't gone anywhere. But when they passed during the trauma, there was a period of time when I couldn't allow that. So I suppressed that love, that belief of being able to still have them in my life energetically. Hopefully that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, I've never thought of the four aspects of our being in that way. And you have now mentioned emotions that are not allowed to flow. And my next question is, how can emotions turn into chronic pain?
Well, by not allowing them, right? So let's take fear, for example. I've worked with several individuals with this deep-rooted fear to the point where they weren't even like breathing in their home. They would like gasp for breath, and they realized they were doing this, but they didn't understand what it was coming from. And we determined that it was such a deep-rooted fear that they couldn't even breathe. So when you have that, think about the last time you were afraid, right? You hold your breath, Your body is tense. And for most of us, that's a snippet in time, right? Like you have a near miss with a car accident and it's frightening. And then you realize you're okay and your body returns to its normal state. If you're in a constant state of fight or flight, that doesn't happen. So there are ways that you may affect your body like that, like clenching your jaw. And if you clench your jaw all the time because your body is in a constant state of fight or flight, then what happens? You get jaw pain, you get headaches, your face aches, your neck, you know, is like limited in its mobility. You also may, depending on how your body works, your belly may be where you store that fight or flight. And that means it's always in a constant state of distress. So, right, you don't eat well because you're afraid to put stuff in your belly. And if you're not eating well, I've already covered some of that on how debilitating it can be for your body.
Yeah.
Right. So all of these are the emotions, the fear that you don't know how to handle or process that becomes chronic pain. And if it stays too long, it becomes chronic illness.
And Tammy, when you treat clients, which tools do you use? You have mentioned some, but would you like to elaborate a little?
Sure. So, as I said, my work is intuitive, and I draw from my bucket of tools based on what a client needs. And it's very individualized, and it may even alter from session to session depending on the growth of an individual. But the tools I draw from, I'm a movement and energy specialist, as you stated, and I have found that the power of the Akashic records or the crystal healing or the Reiki combined with a physical movement helps shift that emotion much more quickly. So that you can, like, say you have an achy low back, and I will put you in a posture that supports what you have going on. And often, and I can attest to this personally, what is stored back there is anger, right? So we tend to push the emotions that we don't want to or don't know how to deal with behind us, and they're stored in the backside of the body. So that is how I take someone through a session. I use my intuition and I draw from my tools, and they're not limited to the Pilates and yoga, the crystal healing Reiki, and Akashic records. Although that's where the bulk of it comes from, there are things that I will be randomly gifted through my intuition, and I just go with it because I understand that I am often, I guess, like a channel, right? Something might come through and I'll be like, well, this doesn't make any sense to me at all, but it will to the person I'm working with.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a very powerful and beautiful experience for me and eventually for the other person, depending on how intense what they're working through is. You know, it takes a while to get that appreciation.
I think most people have an idea what crystal healing and Reiki entail, but how would you explain Akashic records to someone who hasn't heard of it before?
Oh, so I describe it as an energetic library. Think about the World Wide Web, right? So you have all of this information that's available when you sit in front of your computer. You can find answers to pretty much anything. Whether they're accurate or not is another story. Mm-hmm. So that is one difference. But then as part of this World Wide Web, you have a computer that's attached to it, right? So your computer represents your soul, if you will, and all aspects of you. So all computers have things that run in the background, things we don't see and we don't maybe even understand how they work. We're just happy that everything comes up the way we expect it to. The subconscious mind is that those hidden things, right? Things that we don't let or are able to draw into the primary focus in our mind. And with the work, the way the work happens in them is that we go and find, you know, a snippet in time, an event, a thought, something that is part of the physical manifestation. And we work on not changing the records, but changing the emotions that you feel. So at the completion of something, for instance, with all of my anger that I held, as I cleared through the anger, I started reframing my story, right? So instead of being a 50-year-old woman who blamed my parents for everything, which I'm not proud of, by the way, but it was what happened. And now I understand that all of the events that I blamed my parents for were part of my journey to get me to where I am today. Right? So I reframed my story. I haven't lost anything. I still have all of the knowledge and the wisdom that I gleaned from those events. But now they're not part of my trauma. They are part of my strength.
Tammy, which outcomes do you aim to achieve when working with clients?
At the very least, offering them tools of empowerment so that they can manage their pain. But ultimately, to clear the pain entirely so that when something manifests in the body, they understand that they have an issue that needs to be addressed, whether it's mental, emotional, or spiritual. Even if you have an underlying physical problem, like herniations, say, they are only exacerbated by your emotional mental state. And if you are willing to face your darkness, if you will, we all want to only embrace the parts of us that we love, but it's like the moon in its phases, right? Sometimes it's completely dark in the sky for the new moon. And sometimes there's this glorious illumination, and all stages of that we need all stages of that light and dark to appreciate and be balanced.
I know you help clients create a blueprint to release pain and chronic conditions. It says so on your website. How exactly do you do this?
So I take the four bodies that we spoke of, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. Of course, I will have information from the client on why they have come, what their pain issue is. And then from there, with my intuitive skills, I start developing an outline of how we will work together. And the purpose of the blueprint is largely so that the client understands where I'm coming from, you know, what's expected of them, how it might go. And then the blueprint, when it's complete, is when they have, you know, either a true handle on managing their pain or they have no pain.
A quick note on what I do. I'm a content entrepreneur creating podcasts and articles on living a happier and healthier life by interviewing coaches, therapists, and other wellness experts from over the world. You'll find this content on my website, www.mariehitsneeman.co.za, and it's there to help you find just the right helping professional when you need one. The section Up Close and Personal on my website offers you a glimpse of the person behind many of the experts I feature. If you're a wellness expert keen on getting more in-person or online clients or creating worldwide awareness of an issue close to your heart, let's talk about co-creating a podcast or article, or perhaps featuring you in a South African magazine. You'll find more information under Services on my website. Now, back to my guest. We have been talking about the role intuition plays in your work. Do you think your clients also develop their intuitive abilities in their connection with you?
Some do and some don't. Mm-hmm. A lot of it depends on where a person is in their journey. And it doesn't detract from the work if the client doesn't tap into their intuition. I work with the higher self of the individual with the energetic aspects. So I have guidance from the person from that subconscious area.
Yeah. And Tammy, I'm going to ask you to talk about the services you offer, and please also point out what you can do online and what you only do in person.
Okay, well, all of my options are available for in-person or online.
Oh.
There is no limitation in energy work. And I've been teaching, since the pandemic and the lockdown, I've been doing a large portion online, and some people just prefer that it remain that way. So yeah. It's available in either scenario. And so, of course, I offer, you can get specific Akashic Records work without the movement. You can do the combo. I have a COVID long haulers startup program available for someone who is, struggling with some of the effects of the long haulers aspect. And I'm not quite ready, but I'm developing a pelvic floor workshop to help people with, all sorts of pelvic floor support. Mm.
And Tammy, where does teaching come into your work?
Well, it's all teaching from my perspective, right? So when I'm working with someone doing the movement and energy, I'm teaching them to empower themselves. I'm teaching them tools. I'm helping them learn how to navigate something that in the past may have been a traumatic experience, so that in the future they can be less reactive or, just accepting, okay, that's the way it is. I don't need to return to that fight or flight. I don't need to look at this as trauma. I understand it now.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful completion of the circle that we started when you talked about your own journey, where you learned just that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where can listeners learn more about your work?
So I have a website, which is tammyfulkenflick.com. And I also do some marketing on LinkedIn. And those are the only places I'm currently marketing myself.
Now it's time for your self-care tips.
Self-care tips. Okay. Number one, gratitude. Find something to be grateful for every day. Number two, spend time in nature. Nature is one of the most beautiful healing modalities that we have. If you can walk or lay, you know, if you can walk barefoot or lay in the grass or hug a tree, all of those ions that are in the atmosphere and part of nature are nurturing and restorative. And number three, having proper hydration and nutrition is the bedrock for everything else you want to do. If you don't meet your nutritional needs, from experience, your body will not perform at its peak. It can't. Mm. And the hydration is the same. You know, we are like 80% water. So if you don't have the proper hydration in your body, all sorts of unhappy events can stem from that. So those are my three self-care tips.
Thank you. They are lucid. Thank you, Tammy. May I ask you your fun question?
Oh, awesome.
Here's your question. If you could have fun with some friends or loved ones playing any childhood game, which game would you like to revive?
Marco Polo.
Oh, tell me about Marco Polo.
So this is a fun pool game that we play in the States where you have your eyes closed. And, of course, you can move around the pool and the searcher, if you will, says Marco, and the people you're looking for says Polo. Mm-hmm. So you hear where they are, but then they move and you try to find them.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Without seeing. Yes.
And that can go underwater, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So it's a fun little spatial orientation game, actually.
Yeah. Thank you, Tammy. I'm glad we ended on that light note. And thank you very much for what you've shared. And I do believe it will bring hope to many listeners.
Oh, that's beautiful. I hope so.
And to our listeners, it was good of you to join us. I'd be honored if you'd subscribe to this podcast series where you download your podcasts. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Go to my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, for this episode's podcast notes and for free articles and podcast episodes on how to live a happier life and have more fulfilling relationships. To follow me on Facebook, just search for Mariette Sneeman, journalist. Calm, Clear and Helpful is compiled, hosted and edited by me, with original music by Marthe-Marie Sneeman. Catch you next Tuesday at 9:00.